You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Psalm 119, verses 1 through 32. And we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. Our Lord, you bless everyone who lives right and obeys your law. You bless all of those who follow your commands from deep in their hearts, and who never do wrong or turn from you. You have ordered us always to obey your teachings. I don't ever want to stray from your laws. Thinking about your commands will keep me from doing some foolish thing. I will do right and praise you by learning to respect your perfect laws. I will obey all of them. Don't turn your back on me. Young people can live a clean life by obeying your word. I worship you with all my heart. Don't let me walk away from your commands. I treasure your word above all else. It keeps me from sinning against you. I praise you, Lord. Teach me your laws. With my own mouth, I tell others the laws that you have spoken. Obeying your instructions brings as much happiness as being rich. I will study your teachings and follow your footsteps. I will take pleasure in your laws and remember your words. Treat me with kindness, Lord, so that I may live and do what you say. Open my mind and let me discover the wonders of your law. I live here as a stranger. Don't keep me from knowing your commands. What I want most of all, and at all times, is to honor your laws. You punish those boastful, worthless nobodies who turn from your commands. Don't let them sneer and insult me for following you. I keep thinking about your teachings, Lord, even if rulers plot against me. Your laws are my greatest joy. I follow their advice. I am at the point of death. Let your teachings breathe new life into me. When I told you my troubles, you answered my prayers. Now teach me your laws. Help me to understand your teachings, and I will think about your marvelous deeds. I am overcome with sorrow. Encourage me as you have promised to do. Keep me from being deceitful, and be kind enough to teach me your law. I am determined to be faithful and to respect your laws. I follow your rules, Lord. Don't let me be ashamed. I am eager to learn all that you want me to do. Help me to understand more and more. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, we have the privilege of being reminded of how valuable your word is. Lord, we know that in your word, you communicate your will and your plan. You reveal to us things that we would never naturally know. You've made it clear to humanity that salvation is only found through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Salvation's only received as a gift. We can't earn it or deserve it or work for it. We simply trust in Jesus Christ and receive it. Lord, your word gives us wisdom in all sorts of areas of lives, how to conduct ourselves in this world, how to conduct our marriages, how to raise our children, how to manage our finances, how to interact with others in the workplace, how to be a good citizen. All sorts of things are contained in your word. And ultimately, Lord, the goal is that we would be living out our faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, in every context of life that you place us in. So thank you, Lord, for giving us the privilege to read and listen to your word each and every day. And we pray that throughout the course of this day, that we would be mindful to value what you've revealed to us in the scriptures. Thank you again, Lord, for all of these things. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're looking to be part of a community of Christians who are making intentional investments in their spiritual growth in a supportive group coaching environment, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of my Healthy Discipleship Community. The goal of the Healthy Discipleship Community is to utilize group discussion, coaching, training, and resources to help you become a stronger leader, spouse, parent, and disciple of Christ. To learn more, please visit healthydiscipleshipcommunity.com or click the link in this episode's description. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.